hate me just because I exist? Well, then hell, I can hate James Alex Fields Jr. or Heather Heyer or Jason Kessler or David Duke or Hawk Newsom or Joe Thomas just because they exist. I mean, it's fair.
Being tuned in means...
Does the secret ballot also apply to elected officers executing their office?
Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Don't just throw a tailgate, own the tailgate with the new UVA Big Bow Box. Only Bojangles brings the flavor to every Cavalier tailgate with chicken, biscuits, fixins, and tea. Bojangles. It's bow time, y'all.
Mostly sunny, hotter and more humid with highs in the low to mid 90s and a few showers and storms around the area this afternoon and early evening.
And it is 67 degrees at 5:30 this Wednesday morning at the Automated Office System Studios and from the WCHV and CBS 19 Newsroom's team coverage of local news first. I'm Joe Thomas in the morning.
The Charlottesville Police Department held its third annual Charlottesville Night Out on Tuesday night at the Ix Art Park.
Four-year-old Mackenzie Johnson loved showing off her dance moves to Police Chief Rochelle Brackney. Her dad, Bruce Johnson, says just being able to dance with the officers leaves a big impression on Mackenzie.
I think it'll have a lasting effect.
The event is meant to allow the community to get to know officers.
Just getting able, you know, to relax and talk with people, have a nice bite to eat, some drink, and just have a fun time.
James Fields Jr. has been ordered to pay restitution to some of the people he injured when he plowed his car into a crowd of counter-protesters on August 12th. He owes $75,000 to four different victims.
John Hinckley Jr. wants to get into the record business. That's right, the man who tried to kill President Ronald Reagan wants permission to travel to Hollywood to get into the record industry. At a federal court hearing in Washington, D.C. yesterday, a lawyer who represents the 64-year-old said that might be a good idea. A government lawyer disagreed. Hinckley lives with his elderly mother after serving decades in a mental hospital, now in Williamsburg.
Today, the nation marks the 18th anniversary of the September 11th attacks, the deadliest terror attack on American soil. Nearly 3,000 people were killed in coordinated attacks in New York, the Pentagon, and Pennsylvania. From the CBS 19 Newsroom, I'm Ariana Meneese.
And it is 66 degrees here at the Automated Office System Studios with the Bloomberg Business Minute, Fox News, and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
When is a calculator more than a calculator? When it takes me from solving math problems
to exploring the universe.
Staples is your back-to-school destination. Find all the supplies and inspiration you need. Come in store this week for great deals under $1. Right now, Staples One Subject Notebooks are just 25 cents each, and Staples Composition Books, two pocket poly folders, and 24-pack Crayola crayons are just 50 cents each. Staples, back to school and beyond. In store only, ends 8/31/19. Limit 30 on notebooks, folders, and crayons while supplies last.
Running out of money in retirement will definitely put a crimp in your plans. Learn how to ensure your money is in the right place to get the most gain and what to do if it's not with a new course from the Financial Wellness Series, How to Make Your Money Last Through Retirement, addressing topics on the minds of retirees and those nearing retirement, from when to take Social Security to the impact of medical expenses. This four-session series starts September 11th. Learn more at the Center Seville.